Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Unfortunately, the Eastern Cape Provincial Government has activated its disaster management teams to provide immediate support to communities affected by the devastating floods that we've been watching all of today. And we are told one elderly man has passed on. Eastern Cape COCTA MEC spokesperson Pierlo Olifant on the line with us. A very good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening to you, Pumelo, and the listeners of Kaya FM.
We just want to, first of all, pass our condolences to affected family of the one person who's lost their lives. Can we confirm if it's only one person?
The latest development is that there are three people who have lost their lives due to the flooding. Their sheds were flooded by water. As a result, they were electrocuted. And regrettably, they passed away. That is the state of the affairs right now.
Mm-hmm. We believe that disaster management teams are out already. I mean, has the rain stopped as we speak? Can you give us that update?
As we're speaking right now, it's still raining cats and dogs. It's overcast. And the rain continues.
Mm-hmm. What plans do you have to relocate the many families that have unfortunately lost their homes?
Present the government, the Department of COCTA, Human Settlement, as well as Social Development are on the ground, and the evacuated families, affected families, have been accommodated in the community halls in and around Kaveha. Mm-hmm. Some 200 families are accommodated in KwaZakhele Community Hall, others in Lapland, and the others in Kariega Community Hall. So that is the situation as of now.
We know that there's lots of debris on the roads, and the roads were heavily affected. Are road closures, underway? Have you started cleaning up and rehabilitating some of those roads? What's the situation there like?
Because now it's still raining cats and dogs, the mop-up operation can only commence tomorrow when the rain will stop. But at present, what I can picture that I can draw is that debris on the roads, some bridges have been washed away, houses have been destroyed by the water, and some households, the furniture of some households, have been flooded. So that is the situation. The streets, some streets are closed. At present, it's difficult and dangerous driving conditions. Mm. Some areas are cut off due to the flooded roads. Mm. Power stations have been uprooted. This general disruption of livelihoods of the people. People have just been impacted. It's a dire situation. It's not a situation that that is good for the lives, particularly for children and the pupils, the learners.
Earlier on, there were reports from the disaster management teams that they were not able to reach some survivors, so people who are still alive but need to be rescued. Do you have an update on that?
Some have been rescued, and they have been placed in the community town halls. I mentioned earlier on.
Have they all been rescued? Those who have called for help.
Yes, the people have been rescued right now.
There were some interruptions of electricity. Do we know how far Eskom is in reconnecting some of the areas that were affected?
Yeah, what I can say is that this area continuously experiences power outages, electricity cutoff due to several factors, vandalism, sometimes an inclement weather, etc., etc. But Eskom officials are on the ground, and they are fixing where outages occur.
I really appreciate you giving us that update. Pierlo Olifant is an Eastern Cape COCTA MEC spokesperson, and obviously tomorrow we'll also check in on how things are. As he says, the rain continues, and they cannot do any mop-up operations until the rain stops. So tonight obviously is going to be a very difficult night for the Eastern Cape.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.